Bob, with the heat, more spots. Early morning, muggy 80s. The afternoon brings back the heat to mid-90s to the upper 90s. Some feel-like temperatures anywhere from 105 to 110. Rain chance coming back Friday, and it's a limited chance Saturday and Sunday. Actual temperatures into the upper 90s to near 100. More rain chance early next week. The heat knocked back down a little bit as a result. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's quality used tires at affordable prices at Rico's Tires and Wheels, 2609 David Drive, Metairie. Rico's offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, and they do wheel repair. And while there, get that spare tire checked out. Check out Rico's on David Drive, Metairie. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right. Well, welcome back. It's another Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
We have a lot of information for you guys today, and we have an interesting show. We hope you enjoyed last week's show. I was out of town. I had taken my family to Orlando, Florida. We got to swim with the manatees, and we had a great time. I was one with the manatee. It was very interesting. Okay. That water is about 72 degrees, and it's nice, and it's a spring that comes from under the ground.
So is the female the womanatee?
I don't know about all that, Dave. Wow. But it was a good time, and it's good to be back, and good to see you, Dave.
Well, thank you. You can actually see me anytime you want on YouTube. I have a channel. It's Prentice 1024. And I have a lot of Christian things, creation things, and so forth.
Tell us a little bit of what you're into, Dave.
Well, I study up on fossils. I'm a retired science teacher, and so I've been learning an awful lot about paleontology, study of fossils, specifically about primates, monkeys, apes, humans, to show that, no, we didn't come from any sort of ape. And last night I gave a talk at my church on last day's deceptions, including such things as UFOs. So if you think UFOs are the answer to your problems, you need to go look on my YouTube channel. It's Prentice 1024, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, and then my birthday, 1024.
Well, I know the left's really referring to a lot of UFOs lately. They're like, yes, you know, the shiny light is over here. Look, look, look over here.
Yes.
So they can distract you, right? That's like the switch of the hand.
Absolutely.
Take your eye off of this and look at the UFOs. We have UFOs.
Although, I could do a whole show on that.
It's all on mainstream media. It's crazy.
Yeah, really. But we've got so many other things to talk
about. We sure do.
Can we mention the veto session?
Yes, please do so.
Not one bill was passed over the governor's veto. Every single one of them, the veto was sustained, and it was always by two votes. Well, our governor was able to successfully bully enough people. You needed 70 votes to override the veto. And so consistently, there were 68 votes to override the veto. This was even in the newspapers, that he threatened people. He said, if you don't do what I want, I have a line item veto over items that are coming in up in your district, financial items. So you better do what I want. Well, you know, I live out in Kenner, and I'm so disappointed with my representative, Joe Stagney. He's registered as a Republican, but he is not. He supports the governor completely. So I sure hope somebody will run for state representative against him next time.
Joe Stagney, did you just say this because I wasn't really paying attention, but he's the only Republican that voted against the override?
I think there were two.
Were there two?
Yeah, I don't know who the other one was.
Okay. Well, there you have it. The override, we got to it. I mean, you know, they were able to actually accomplish, have the override, but nothing came up of it.
But nothing was overridden.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so we'll see where this goes. But along the way, we're seeing who the real, true Republican in name only candidates are. I mean, people that we've elected, right? We're seeing who they are. They're exposing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
We really need to clean our party. There's a lot of them out there. And if you're just following, you know, their voting or their comments, their behaviors, the way they speak, the things that they say and do, it's not hard to pick them out. Hmm. And we need to keep our eye open so that next time around we know not to vote for them.
Yeah.
Right? All right, well, real quick, we're going to get our friend Jel Pastorelli on the phone. Jel calls in every week and gives us a little nugget from the Lord. Yeah. Jel, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you?
I love your voice. I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, good to hear from you also. I'm just on my way home. But, I'm so grateful to be a Christian in this hour. The Lord is just saying, he's saying that he has a rest for his people. And the Lord says he desires for his people to enter his rest, to surrender everything and to trust him. He says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. And the Lord says, I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle, I am lowly in heart, I will give you rest for your weary souls. He said, take that heavy yoke off your neck. I didn't put it there. The enemy placed it upon your neck. Give me that heavy yoke. I'm going to give you my light yoke. That way you can soar on wings like eagles. The Lord says, come up hither above the snake line. He said, we in the world, but not of the world. But he said, just surrender everything and trust him because he is faithful and he is in control. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much, Angel. The Lord bless you. And please, you guys, really, this is important. This is a very dear friend of mine. And let me tell you, she's someone that I know that spends a whole lot of time with the Lord. And if she's telling you that this is what the Lord said, you better believe this is what the Lord said. The Lord bless you, Angel. I love you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Talk about COVID some?
Let's see what we have.
Yeah, boy, we got a lot on COVID right now. I don't know if anybody noticed that the positive test numbers started going up on July the 6th. On July 6th. Everywhere in the nation on July 6th. So it's like the COVIDs were flying overhead waiting for their D-Day, which was going to be July the 6th. And all of a sudden, everywhere the test counts started going up. Well, I wonder, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had announced several weeks in advance that as of July 14th, they were discontinuing their reporting system. Everybody had to switch to the new reporting system before then. So when would people have done that? Hey, how about the last long weekend before that, July 4th, 5th, and 6th? So on July the 6th, all of a sudden, the numbers started shooting upward. Well, why are the numbers shooting upward? Of course, people are sick. I don't want to downplay that. There are people that are sick, that are in the hospitals and so forth, but they're not dying. It's not as serious as the government would like to lead you to believe. And why are we having so many positive tests? Has anybody paid attention to the fact that the Biden administration has been trucking in illegal immigrants, even those that are sick, that are coughing and sneezing, and just dropping them off in major cities nationwide? Now, the rest of us, we have to be real careful, but not the illegal immigrants. And Martha and I both, we love immigrants. Both our parents, our mothers are immigrants, but they're legal immigrants. So Biden began, the Biden administration, to spread sick people around in the last few weeks. And how do we know that people are sick? Well, you know, besides the obvious that they have symptoms, we use swabs. You know where every single one of those swabs is made?
Where's that from?
In China.
Oh, go figure. You got
okay.
to be kidding me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I think we already knew that.
Yeah. So we're being told right now that if you've been vaccinated before, you need to wear a mask. Well, let's see. The purpose of the vaccination was so you didn't have to worry about infecting other people or getting infected yourself. And now the CDC is saying, no, you need to wear a mask whether you are vaccinated or not. So that shows you how effective do they think that the masks have been? How effective do they think that the vaccinations have been?
Yeah.
You got to wear a mask whether you're vaccinated or not.
Oh, I know. Did you watch last night on the news? Nancy Pelosi was talking about using the Sergeant at Arms in the House to fine the House and Senate representatives or the House representatives if they weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, it was. Well, it's shameful. They're trying to prepare us, I guess, for another lockdown. That's what it feels like.
I have a friend who's a nurse, and he had COVID last year, earlier this year, and he recovered. So he's had antibody tests done, and I don't know, it's 9 parts per whatever, but if you have 9 parts per whatever amount, you're considered to have sufficient antibody protection. My friend has 325, not 9, 325. His employer has told him, you need to get vaccinated. He said, why? I've already got the antibodies. And they said, no, you have to get vaccinated. Well, the purpose of a vaccination is to give you the antibodies. He's got them. But they're determined he must get vaccinated. He's trying to fight against this, but the employer is insisting.
I had someone call me yesterday to tell me the same thing, a very close family relative, and she said that her employer was telling her that she needed to be vaccinated, and she, you know, basically told him it's her choice, and you know, if he doesn't like it, well, she'll find another job. So we'll hold on to that right now. Our callers need to wait for us. We'll be right back. We have a jam-packed evening. The Lord bless y'all. Hold on, we'll come back right back.
Chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right.
But if you got
Welcome back. I don't know why I had the stutters, but I did.
I don't know. Well, maybe because you're trying to adjust your volume louder. We have several comments saying, Martha, we can't hear you. Can't have that.
Yes. So if you can you hear me now? Please let us know on our live stream on Facebook at Liberty or Lockdown. You can watch Dave and I live.
Smiling at the camera.
Or you can go to WGSO.com Thursday, Propagate Thursday. Go to 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., Liberty or Lockdown, and you will be able to listen to the audio later on if you're not able to hear us live now.
So we have a tie-in. Just before the break, we mentioned about people coming into the country illegally. Well, some of those are coming in voluntarily. Others are being sent in. A lot of kids.
Yes. So Susie LaBrie is saying that she still can't hear me. But you know what? Maybe they'll have to listen to it on the audio on WGSO. I'm not sure why the volume's not working so well on Facebook. But all right, we have a caller that's a friend of mine. I met him several years ago when I went to Guatemala, actually in 2019, with Dr. Robert Little. And it was interesting what was going on. Let me get Giovanni on the call right now. Giovanni Fritti, are you there?
Yeah. Hello, Martha. This is Giovanni Fritti from Guatemala. Nice to hear you, and big blessings for all your listeners.
Thank you, Giovanni. I know you and I had not formally met. I saw that you guys were protesting a couple of years ago. Was Nancy Pelosi and who was there coming to Guatemala?
Yeah, we are part of a civic Guatemalan group, kind of like the Tea Party in the United States, you know. It's called Guatemala Inmortal, and we made a big, we made a print, and we put the faces of the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi that were coming to try to make a coup against President Morales, and we told them, Democrats, go home, we don't want you here.
Yeah,
I remember.
And it went around the world because it went out in Breitbart News, and also we were in front of the Guatemalan Air Force when Kamala Harris came to Guatemala, and some other Guatemalans also helped and put some big banners, and the banner said, Kamala, go home. That also went around the world.
Yes, it did, and I made sure that while I was in Guatemala, I actually drove past your protests, and I wanted my driver to stop because I didn't know what you were protesting. And, you know, they told me it might not be wise. You don't know if it's, you know, the right or the left. So I later went on to Twitter. I went on to Twitter, and I searched you guys down, and we've been communicating ever since. So welcome to Liberty or Lockdown,
thanks,
Giovanni. You and I have the same fight. We're fighting for liberty and freedom and justice for all, both you from Guatemala and me from the United States of America. We are cut from the same cloth. You are a brother in Christ, and I appreciate all your work. It is not in vain. So can you please tell us exactly what's going on in Guatemala right now, and what is Biden and Kamala doing in Guatemala?
Yeah, right now we just went through some massive blockade. You know, there was a blockade in most of the roads of Guatemala. These blockades were made by far-left NGOs, some of them paid with money of the USAID, you know, the agency of the United States government for international development. And some other monies come from the Soros Foundation, and other monies come from the G13, which is a group of the American ambassador, the Canadian ambassador, and the European Union ambassadors that sadly have given money to these far-left NGOs for about 20 years.
And can you tell everybody what an NGO is?
Yeah, an NGO is a non-governmental organization, and we have studies that allow us to understand that they have given these people about $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. And they've made about, I don't know, there's about probably 2,000 to 5,000 far-left NGOs in Guatemala, and they talk about poor people every day. You know, they have a nice talk, you know, just like the Democrats. They talk about the women, and they talk about the poor Indians, and they talk about abortion. They talk about the poor Guatemalans. And they do very well for themselves, you know. We have a lot of millionaires that are owners of NGOs, but that money never goes to poor people. You know, that stays with the NGO, which is basically an office to money launder money and have a good life.
Exactly.
Talking about the poor every day, you know.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what's going on with Biden and Kamala. What are they doing with the children that are immigrating over here?
Yeah, they sent even President Yamatei, that has been criticized in the past with some, you know, reason. But in that respect, he was right. You know, President Yamatei of Guatemala told Kamala Harris to please stop telling people to go to the United States, because Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security and also Biden and Kamala Harris in the campaign, they said that, you know, don't worry about it. Send your illegal children, you know, send the illegal families to cross the border, and we're going to take them. I'm going to give them asylum. So what that generated in all the first part of 2021 is that you have about 1 million to 1.5 million Central Americans in Texas and in Arizona, and you have about 20 to 25,000 children in cages in those places, because the Democrats told them that they were going to take them. And then when Kamala Harris comes to Guatemala, she flip-flops and she says, no, you know, don't come anymore. But the damage is already done, you know. So those poor people, you know, they are my countrymen, and I feel for them, because they're mostly poor people, you know, agriculture campesinos. You know, these are humble people that are among the poorest in Guatemala, and they are people that not necessarily live in the cities, but they want a better chance for their families, and they pay the coyotes, you know, the smugglers.
Yeah.
They pay around $10,000 per head.
Oh, wow.
Through Mexico and then through the Rio Grande and all the other passes in the desert. And a lot of them die, Marta. You know, they die in the desert of dehydration, and some of them get raped by the maras and the gangs in Mexico, and it's a very hard thing. And it's a very inhuman thing.
Giovanni, let me ask you a quick question. Let me ask you a quick question. Who pays the ransom, the $10,000 ransom for each head?
Yeah, they sometimes have dealings with drug dealers, and sometimes they have dealings with gangs, you know, maras. And if they don't pay them, they either become slave labor. So when they come to the States, they start paying the $10,000, or what they do is that in Guatemala, they sell their motorcycle, or they sell their old car, or they sell a little plot of land that they have, or some milpa, you know, some maize corn that they plant, and they sell the little things they have in life, you know, to have their relative go to the United States in the hopes that they will send remittances.
Oh, wow.
But I tell you, Marta, it's very inhumane, and
and
President Trump had done the right thing. You know, President Trump told them from the beginning, we're not going to take you. We're going to deport you, and if you want to come, we're going to give you 100,000 temporary agricultural work visas, you know, the H-2 visa, which is a very humane thing to do, because then you go to the Department of Labor, you go to the embassy, you apply for a job in the agriculture sector in the United States, they give you a visa, you pay your ticket in an American line or
You do it the right way. You do it the right way. Giovanni,
you pay your taxes and everything.
You have my number. We're going to stay in touch, and we're going to keep, you know, any new news you have, whatever you want to tell us, you're welcome to come back live to tell our listeners. The Lord bless you. Tell everyone from Guatemala, vaya con Dios. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, Marta, and God bless you. God bless your audience, and please look to Guatemala for the churches and the evangelical churches and the Catholic churches. Because there is a lot of conservatives here as well, that we don't want Democrats. We want Trump to win again.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Ben Verquam will be with us, a Real America's Voice national correspondent. He'll be joining us from the border to tell us what is going on there with the invasion of illegals and how the Biden administration is doing nothing. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50 milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Eric P. Cooley. The Louisiana Department of Health reports 4,400 new COVID-19 cases today, and just over 1,600 are in the hospital with COVID-related issues. The state also reported 20 additional deaths from the virus as the highly transmissible Delta variant continues to spread. Health officials say the Delta variant is responsible for more than 85% of COVID cases across the state. As COVID cases continue to increase in the fourth surge, on a positive note, Louisiana is reporting more individuals being vaccinated for COVID. Brooke Thornton has more.
It appears that some individuals are getting the message and understand, because of the rising COVID case count and hospitalizations in Louisiana, that now is the time to get vaccinated. The Louisiana Department of Health says from July 8th to the 15th, 36,000 individuals received their first dose. And from July 23rd to the 29th, 76,000 received their first vaccine dose. That's a 91% increase. The state's current fully vaccinated rate hovers just below 37%. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Louisiana Radio Network.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
All right, welcome back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And I'm Dave.
All right, so I don't know how many of you watched the Olympics this past week, but I always love to sit down and watch the Olympics. As a child, I was a gymnast, and so watching gymnastics brings me back to some good old memories. I actually did acrogymnastics with Igor here and went through a very high level of gymnastics myself. So it was interesting to see Simone Biles from the very beginning was completely unbalanced, which was odd because she is a super powerhouse. I mean, she is top. She's top in the world. She is amazing. She is a hard gymnast, a solid gymnast. And it just, every time though, she was off. And you could see it from the very beginning, every performance. I don't think there was one that she gave that she didn't stumble, drop, or fall back, fall off the mat. There was something definitely not right with her. And I kept thinking, what's going on? Why is she so off? This is not normal. It's not normal for her to be that off. And my heart went out to her. It was sad. I know she came on the news and mentioned that she was struggling with some things psychologically, but I don't even think that was it, really. I think they worked through all that stuff. But I'm not her, so I can't say if it was or wasn't. But I know her team suffered from it. Yeah. She actually withdrew, and the team suffered. I think maybe they may have.
They got a silver. That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not. Thank God they did get a silver. They did very well.
Yeah.
And she will be in our prayers. I do know that she was publicly, I think she had announced that she had been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So, I question. I wonder if that had anything to do with her imbalance.
Don't know.
No, I don't, but it's a question.
Yeah.
It's a question mark.
Now, I want to emphasize, we're not telling people don't get vaccinated. We're telling people, if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't want to, don't.
Yeah.
I subscribe to the philosophy of it's your body, it should be your choice in most cases. Yeah, it's funny, people pushing for abortion say your body, your choice, except when it comes to the vaccination. Well, no, your body, you got to do it. I'm going to force you to do it. Well, a few minutes ago during the break, we had a news report or something talking about the highly transmissible COVID thing. Well, if it's so highly transmissible, if it spreads so easily, why did they have to shove a rod all the way up your nose into your sinuses to even find it? If it's that transmissible, shouldn't it be detectable in your saliva? Do a cheek swab or a drop of saliva or something like that.
I agree with that one.
I am kind of skeptical about some of the testing. There was a report that came out from CDC, that's straight from the horse's mouth, and you can find it on a website called vaccineimpact.com/2021 at the lower right of the page. The CDC has said one of its main tests it's been using since the beginning of all of this, the RT-PCR test, it's been in use since February of 2020. They said, well, we're going to discontinue it because it turns out this test can't tell the difference between flu and COVID. So we've commented before, wow, COVID cured everything else, right? No, it's just the test is not sensitive enough to tell, was it flu or was it COVID? Yeah, we seem to have a big outbreak of something right now. Is that flu or is it COVID? Well, the CDC's test can't tell the difference. So would they pull it off the market right away? No, they're going to let it go until the end of the year. So they're going to keep getting a bunch of positive tests, and we don't know what it's for because a test just can't tell. So I just wonder if...
Well, that's why during COVID 2020, you had, only thousands of influenza cases versus in 2019 when you had 45,000 or something crazy. It was... It was a lot larger than during 2020. Everything became COVID.
So if the test is not sensitive enough to tell the difference between COVID and flu, do you really believe it's sensitive enough to tell the difference between the COVID beta and the COVID delta and the COVID lambda variant? I don't think so. I think that there's a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors going on right now saying, oh, it's the delta variant now. I don't think the tests are sensitive enough to detect that.
No, I don't think so either. Well, the proof is in the pudding. They couldn't do it in 2020, and we saw that through the numbers. The graphs show that. So, Dave, we're going to come back with you. I have a special guest on the phone. He's been patiently waiting. His name is Micah Murphy, and he's with New Structure Ministries International. Micah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. I appreciate you waiting. You know, I just had to get through a few things. I have a few questions. I met Micah through a friend of mine who's actually listening to us online, Susie LaBrie. And Micah is a young man of God who has the New Structure Ministries International. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Micah.
Yes, thank you so much, Martha. It's an honor to be on the show. Real quick, ever since I was a small child, like really small, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, I knew I wanted to be in ministry. It was a very innocent desire. And as I grew older, the Lord, you know, kind of made me more passionate about Him in my teens and taught me some things. And then I kind of went out and learned what I had to learn. And, all of a sudden, when I was about 32, 6 years ago, it just popped up, and the Lord called me to start the ministry and the New Structure Ministries International. And then, so we've been going for 6 years. We meet still in a house. We've been meeting for 5 years. Recently, last December, the Lord told me to launch the ministry online. So if you go
and tell us what your ministry is real quick.
The New Structure Ministries International.
Yes. What does it do?
Is it .com, .org? How do they find you?
So it's going to be, if you go to thesonsofgod.net, that's all one word, thesonsofgod, no spaces, .net, you can pretty much find out everything from there, our Facebook pages, our Patreon accounts, our podcasts, and my main thing, since we're still in a house and we have a homeowner association, we can't allow too many people in. So we're trusting the Lord to give us a building in the near future. We've been meeting for 5 years, but He did tell us to launch online. So we have a YouTube channel that we actually reach people in South Korea, India.
And what's that channel?
UK.
What's that channel?
And that is Healing for the Nations. And if you go on the website, you'll find the links for all of this. I've got on the sonsofgod.net website are the links for all of it. On the first page is the link to almost everything. And if you go up to the left, to the little bars in the corner, you can go to other pages, and it'll take you straight to the YouTube page.
Okay, Micah.
Facebook
page, we're on radio, and we are short for time, but I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that you and I had talked about, and we're going to move through this. I think our listeners are going to be excited to hear what the Lord has to say through you. One of my questions is what would you say to the body of Christ regarding their calling to politics and government?
I would say that not every person is called to do everything, but that if you feel in your heart a desire, like a true desire to do it, but you've suppressed that for so long because so many people in Christianity have taught us throughout the years that we are not supposed to be involved in government or something to that effect. I'm simplifying, but I would say that if you really have that desire, that you need to really search it out and be adventurous. And if you don't know where to start, call or contact someone you may know who's involved in politics and who's a Christian also, who you trust. Do some research for your own. I'm very inquisitive. If there's something I want to look up, I usually start looking for myself. But there's a lot of people like yourself that I know that people can come along and they can just... they can see what's going on and the path that some of y'all have blazed already. They can come along and help, and some of them might even find that, you know, God put gifts and talents in us when we were born, that they might even have a talent to blaze an even new trail, you know. So I would say that there are people that are called to government and to politics, and that we need to accept that and not be scared to step into that calling. And when you do and you step into your calling, you feel so fulfilled being about your Father's business and not allowing this stigma of I'm a Christian or I'm in ministry, so I can't be cool. You know, so not everyone is called to it, but everyone can still do something. They can vote for the right.
So, Michael, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, okay? Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll return. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by its DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Celebrate the comeback of Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, July 31st through August 1st at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Purchase tickets and learn more about New Orleans' only festival dedicated to the great Louis Armstrong online at www.fqfi.org. Satchmo Summerfest is produced by French Quarter Festivals Incorporated.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Tracy Napolitano, Executive Director of the New Orleans Bourbon Festival, presented by Beam Suntory and Four Roses, inviting you to join us August 18th to the 21st at the Contemporary Arts Center and Hilton Riverside in downtown New Orleans. Interact with some of the most renowned distillers, restaurants, and speakers in the bourbon industry. For more information on our grand tasting and seminar series and how to purchase tickets, visit NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. The 4th Annual New Orleans Bourbon Festival, August 18th through the 21st, benefiting Kids Canola. New Orleans Bourbon Festival is a 21 and over event. Please drink responsibly.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us. The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Brian Diaz with the NOAA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOAADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Michael Murphy, the New Structure Ministries International, on the line. Mike, I'm sorry to cut you off like that. Here's the question. How would a Christian know that they're being called by God to government?
Well, I think that there's a few different ways. As Christians, we're all at a different place in our walk. You know, some people might be able to hear the voice of the Lord very easily. And then other people, you might just find that you have an extreme desire that just kind of stays in your spirit. You can't get rid of it, you know. And you might want to try it out and go test it out by studying some political things or having some political conversations and kind of seeing how it makes your spirit feel. Does your spirit light up? Does it, you know, do you just feel like you're in the right place? Do you meet people that all of a sudden it kind of feels like these are just kindred spirits? They're like kind of like almost people you've known forever, but you just met them, you know? But if you right. just have had that in your mind and in your spirit, and you got to step out and just put yourself in that sphere of society and break out of that mindset of like, I'm not supposed to be at the state capitol, or I'm not supposed to be at there, like, and go. And if you really are called, you'll have a desire and the right people, you know, the favor of God. I like to tell people, and I got this from somewhere else, but, and I don't use catchphrases, but I do like this one because it's true, and it's go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And there's people I know, like, you know, you referenced Susie LaBrie, who actually is part of our ministry, and but she has been celebrated lately because
she sure
of the
has.
Work that she's done.
Yes.
And she's a, you know, she's, I'm not going to say too much, but she's autistic, but she's still more intelligent than a lot, some people I know when it comes to certain areas of life. But
she's super intelligent.
So
it's just a matter of focus.
Yeah. And she's so, I'm so thankful for her also because she's part of our ministry, like really part of it. She's been with us for 5 years. But she found out that that was her place. That
oh,
was
yeah.
where she was supposed to be. And
yes.
the more she broke off from the other things. You know that verse in Hebrews where it says, lay aside every sin and every weight that besets you and run your race. Mm. And some of us, it might not be sin, but like you might be doing all these things or a couple things that are just weights. It's kind of like just dead weight. And when you get in that lane that you're really called to and you start running and the favor of God's on you and you start meeting people that you click with and they think like you. And it's just, you know, you just, God, I think especially right now with so much that he wants to do in the earth through government, I think he's gonna, like everything's ramped up. I think that if you act on that desire to go try it, I think he's gonna make sure and let you know as quick I say as quick as possible, let you know very quickly that you're in the right spot. I mean, people are going to come to you. Your conversations are going to be fulfilling. They're not going to be like, you know, and I don't mean this to offend anyone, but it's not going to be like you're just going to bingo and you had a good night and you left. I mean, it's going to be like, wow, you know, like we're really doing something and I'm really enjoying this. And that's one of the ways that you can tell maybe you're called to a certain sphere of society, you know? And I don't believe everyone's called to everything as much as some people. Like, you know, some people aren't called to full-time ministry like I am, but it doesn't mean that they can't ever minister to someone. And not everyone is called extremely into politics as much as some people, but they can still do things like they can still vote, they can still write their state representatives on
yeah,
what laws they would
right.
like them to pass or not pass. They can still talk to people they're comfortable with about politics, and if you talk to them in the right way, you might even find that you could cause someone and inspire critical thinking in someone where they didn't have it before, and
right.
maybe it changes their mind. And so there's a lot of different things to do, but
well, Michael, listen, I appreciate this. I am running out of time, and I want to get you back on next week so we can continue these questions. And I thank you so much, but please put us on your calendar. We're going to get you back on next week, and we're going to finish this conversation. The Lord bless you. Your ministry, one more time, Sons of God.
The Sons of God.
The website would be thesonsofgod.net, one word, lowercase, and then you can find all of it from there. Yeah, everything. And the YouTube, I pretty much post a YouTube video about every day except for Sundays.
Okay, thank you. And next week we're going to ask you, how's your life unfold with politics and the Lord? So be prepared, okay? We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Micah.
Thank you
we appreciate
you.
The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Dave, what do we have?
Well, just one more thing I wanted to point out. The CDC and the government is saying if you've been vaccinated, you need to put on a mask and you can still get sick. Then what exactly was the point of getting vaccinated?
I don't know.
You won't get as sick. Well, how do you know that? What sort of scientific studies?
We have a local lady who took the vaccine and died here. A local young lady. It was on the news the other day.
I'm not saying don't get vaccinated. I'm saying think carefully about it.
Well, my thing is that we really need to do our research before we put something into our bodies, injecting our bodies. And I am not an anti-vaxxer for all you haters out there. We've all been vaccinated fully from birth till now.
And MIT just put a study on where they said, you know, the anti-vaxxers are actually generally pretty well educated and intelligent.
Yeah, the anti-vaxxers are very intelligent and they actually way more informed than most people. So it's just that the haters like to, you know, discriminate with those who choose not to vaccinate their children. This is a choice. It should be. If you could choose to make infanticide a law and take a baby's life at 9 months, then why can't you choose to not take a vaccine that has not been fully tested on? We are the test from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, really. So if you feel like you want to get the thing, go ahead and get the thing. If you feel like you don't, you're in good company. 50% of America has said, we are not quite so sure about this.
Yeah, and don't discriminate against those who choose not to do it, so that those who choose to do it, we're not going to discriminate against you and we're going to wait. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with this. But again, my mother-in-law did pass away 9 days after she took it, so I have every right to wait. I have a caller on the line. Who do we have next? We have Matthew. Matthew. Let's get Matthew on the line.
Sorry, Matthew. I don't have much time.
Thank you for holding, Matthew.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
What happened to y'all's website? Y'all discontinued that. Now I can't find your graphs anymore.
When did you try it?
It's up. It's up.
It was down for a couple days, but it should be back up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to run and find it. I have to use DuckDuckGo to find it.
Yeah, well, that's a good...
Google does weird stuff.
Well, what you got for us?
I sent y'all another video from the FLCCC Alliance. They're under a lot of censorship pressure too. They're not necessarily anti-vax, they're kind of skeptical, but Paul Merrick goes into a lot of detail, a lot of information about the Delta variant. He's taking it a little bit more seriously than you are, but you're not going to like some of what he has to say, but a lot of what he has to say is just dead on. Early treatment. And a better, if you lose your sense of smell, go ahead and take do the eye mask protocol. And if you're feeling wonky after giving the vaccine, you need to think about the eye recover protocol. It's all on the FLCCC Alliance website.
All right. Thank you so much. We are running out of time. And we are not able to get to our other callers, but we love you. Call us back next week. This is Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And Dave.
See you next week. The Lord bless y'all.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. This has been a test of equipment that could quickly warn you during an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on